time, it's time that we turn our attention to the Word of God. As I said, I'm thankful to have Brother Irzel Douglas with us. If you didn't get a bulletin that we had from today on the way in, we had his biography on there. Just about everything you want to know about him is there. I'll tell you this, from the first time that I arrived here to this day, and we're going on 16 years, brother, he has shown nothing but kindness to me. He's been supportive of my ministry. He's mentored me, kept me in line, and I love him for that. He's not new to the gospel. As I was reading that this morning, he announced his call to ministry in 1976. That's the year I graduated high school, brother. And just saying. And but we're thankful to have him with us this week. I'm looking forward to laboring with him. And he's well qualified. He's preached many revivals in the past, pastored several churches. But yet tonight, he still needs the help of the Lord. And let's pray that God will use him and guide him and fill him with his spirit, that he might be able to boldly proclaim the word to us tonight. Christian people, let's pray for him. Let's be fed by the word tonight. Let's pray for any unsaved that might be amongst us tonight. And if you are here tonight and you know you're not saved, I especially want you to listen to the words that Brother Irzel has from the word of God. Let it speak to your heart. Let God's Spirit speak to you. Tonight might be the night that you come to the Lord and find that sweet peace. So without any other words, Brother Douglas, if you'll come. Love you, brother.
I'll pull this chair in case I need it.
Okay.
Thank you, Brother Randy. And, I feel honored to have been selected and asked to help in this revival. I really do, and it's just my son-in-law came home one night from church, and he said, they elected somebody to help in a revival, and I said, who was it? He said, you. really, to tell you the truth, it brought tears in my eyes. I know there's a lot of preachers can do a lot better than I could, and you could have got, but I appreciate it. I love you here, and I feel honored. And looked like it, this wonderful singing we've had, the feller ought to be able to preach it, but I don't know where it will or not. So, but it's good to be here. Good to have our preacher brethren with us. We love you. And it's always good to see them in the house of the Lord. And you be much in prayer for us. We've had a little setback in life, but I'm thankful that I'm here and doing well is what I am. Those things happen, and I've been praying that the Lord might help me. Paul had a thorn in the flesh that he prayed for, but the Lord never did remove it from him. I don't know exactly what it was. Some say it was eyesight. I don't know. But anyway, I'm thankful I'm here. And you pray for me, and we certainly enjoyed the good singing. I appreciate that. Brother Allen, and he... chose some good songs, some good selections tonight. So you be much in prayer for us, and we'll do the best we can with the help of the Lord. You called your attention to the 20th chapter of Revelations. And I'm looking forward to this revival this week. And I know Brother Randy and I love him, and I love him very much, and we're not here trying to out-preach the other one. We're here to try to serve the Lord and do the best we can. But we need your help, as he mentioned this morning. We need your help. We want everybody to get involved with it. You know, we need to get everybody in it. And, some people, I was thinking a while ago, some people might think, well, Brother Douglas, I don't know what I can do. But, you know, on one occasion, the Lord took a donkey and used him. So, you know, we ought to be able to do something, you know, if he took a donkey and let him preach. So think about that. And so I guess that's what he done to me when he called me. He probably put me in that category. I don't know. But anyway, everybody, we want everybody to dig in. We're going to call your attention to the 20th chapter of Revelations. And here in Revelation, the 20th chapter, when John here, he was on the Isle of Patmos, beginning with verse 11 of the 20th chapter of Revelations. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of these things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell was cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. That's reading verse 11 down through 15. A day or two ago, I was sitting there at home, there at the table studying and trying to pray. And this came to my mind, what I want to preach on, maybe to talk about tonight for a little while. I remember back a few years ago, they had a movie out about some astronauts. And the name of it was The Right Stuff. And that got on my mind very much. And I began to think about one of these days. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 9 and 27 that it is appointed once a man to die, and after this comes a judgment. And it's coming upon all of us. Death is one of these days. And I believe if you would use this thing, if you don't have the right stuff, and I'll get to that a little later on, it's going to be a terrible time for you. The Bible says you're going to be cast into the lake of fire. How terrible that'd be. And I know the Lord has implemented a plan of the right thing that will carry you home to glory. It'll get you there. It won't fail. And so we know today, the Bible tells us, that Jesus, he died and bled upon the cross of Calvary, and he took our place and he made the way for you and I that we might be able to go to heaven when this life's over with. And, you know, the Bible tells us that there'd be a time coming, I believe it's the 7th chapter of Matthew and somewhere along about verse 21, it said they'd come to me in that day saying, Lord, we've done this and we've done that. But he said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. So there's time coming when, you know, we talk of this virus is going very serious. And you know, they've got stations out that is testing where you have it or not. But you know, they come in a day when, brother, you're going to be tested for your, you've got the right thing or not on that day. As I mentioned here in this judgment here, this great white throne judgment, you're going to stand before God. Every one of us will stand before God. Jesus, Paul said we'd all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And this white throne judgment here, we'll all stand there one day. And they'll divide you as the goats from the sheep. And so we need to have the right stuff tonight as we think about it. And you know, Jesus, he implemented a plan, if you would. It was a plan that you and I can know. Thank God tonight. You know, I'm proud that we as old missionary Baptists tonight, that we preach a doctrine of salvation, that you can know you're saved. It's a born again that Nicodemus there, when he was born again, the 3rd chapter of John, brother, he came to Jesus and Jesus said, you must be born again. And 1 Peter over there tells us, that it was born again, not of a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible, which liveth and abideth forever. So we're born again by the Spirit of God. And Nicodemus didn't understand it there for a while. But Jesus said that was born of the flesh, is flesh. And that which was born of the Spirit is Spirit. He said, marvel not, I say unto you, you must be born again. So it's a born again experience from nature to grace. And I'm thankful this evening, brother, that one time back many years ago when I was lost and undone. And you know, David went through a deal about that, if you would, where he said the pains of hell got a hold of him. I'm glad this evening that Jesus sent the third person of the Godhead back to us. It would reprove you of sin and a righteousness and of judgment to come. So today, when we are convicted, David said, the pains of hell got a hold of me. And he said, I found trouble and sorrow. What did you do, David? He done as I did. He called upon the name of the Lord, brother. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And with a heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with a mouth confession is made unto salvation. And I'm not ashamed to tell you tonight, I called on him one night many years ago up there behind my house, and God saved my soul. And brother, I'll tell you, I'm on my way, and I know it won't be long according to nature, but I'll tell you, I'm ready. It's Job said, he'll call and I'll answer one day. And I'm thankful this evening that I know I'm saved. That's what's great about this salvation, the right stuff. You can know you're saved. Paul said, I know in whom I have believed. So he knew he was saved on the road to Damascus many times there where the Lord appeared to him. And so he said, I know in whom I have believed. So we know, we can know that we're saved. How wonderful that is. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brother. There's so many evidences in the Bible that tells us that we can know that we're saved. You know, over there, I believe it's the 16th chapter of Matthew, where the Lord spoke to Peter one time, and he asked him, said, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say Elias and John the Baptist. And I believe Jeremiah, maybe, I forget. I could turn over and find him. But he said, whom you say that I am? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, Simon, by Jonah, flesh and blood is not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. Brother, we can know how wonderful it is. I'm talking about the right stuff tonight. You can know you're saved, brother. When you hit that dying pillar, you'll know that heaven will be your home. We know that. We know we pass from death and life because we love the brethren. I remember when I got saved and told them here in the old church, there was people here that they had never did anything to me. But I wasn't as close to them. But I'll tell you, when God saved my soul, it put the love of God. It was shed in my heart by the Holy Ghost. I hugged every neck that came close to me. Had they changed? No, I'd changed. The love had been put in my heart by the Lord. And so it makes us love. I love that old song we sang. They gave me that old time religion. It makes you love everybody. And it will. You know, I said this morning, I don't hate nobody. They some people, I love their ways better than others. But I love everybody, and I want to see everybody saved. And if you're here and lost tonight, I want to see you saved. I can't save you. I can't save you, but I'll tell you, I can point you to one that can. Behold, John the Baptist, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. He's the one that can take away. The Bible tells us the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sins. And I'm thankful this evening that that's the way it is. So Paul said he knew who he had believed in. And you know, the Bible tells us over there that the Spirit of God, it reveals it to us. So we can know this evening. We're talking about the right stuff, if you would, tonight. And that's what I want everybody to have. when you pass that, press that dying pillow. You know, I was telling, I believe the other day or somewhere the other Sunday or everywhere it was, I remember several years ago, they found a growth in my chest over there. It just seemed like nowhere. And they told me they didn't know what it was, where it was cancer or what it was. They wouldn't know. The doctor at that time, he said, "Arzell, it's like opening a can of something that don't have a seal on it. We won't know till we get in there." I said, "I don't know at that time. They wasn't advanced as they are now." So I thought I'd been saved. And I got down there that evening, I suppose, and went the next day. And I got down there by myself on the edge of the woods, and I got out. And I began to call on God. I said, "Lord, I believe I've been saved, but I said, Lord, I wish you'd make it clearer to me." And brother, when I come out of there, I was nearly shouting the praises of God. And I went on, brother, and it gave me the courage to go on, and everything turned out okay. I'll tell you, that anchor will stand if you have the right thing, that real thing, I'm telling you, the real thing, that's what we want, is the real thing. And I want everybody to have it. I want everybody to go with me when that time comes. I want everybody to go with me. I'll tell you, the Lord, He can save you anywhere. This is wonderful, these Mona benches, we call them, mercy seats. He can save here. They've been more saved here than anywhere else. But brother, have mercy seats in heaven. He can save you anywhere you'll call upon Him. So we know then that we've been passed from death into life because He loved the brother. And we know, Paul said we know. And you know what's great about it? What's great about it? God keeps us. That's what's great about it. God keeps us. You know, He tells us, I believe it's in John 10, that no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hands. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And Paul, as I quoted part of that verse, he said, "I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded." He was persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. And brother, I'll tell you, Paul believed that, and I do too today. And you know, the Bible tells us over there in the book of Ecclesiastes, I believe, about third chapter and 14th verse, he said, "What God does, He does forever." I believe that, and I believe that. You know, I believe tonight, once saved, always saved. The people criticizing me, and I have been. I guess you folks have heard me tell this before. But back several years ago, I bought a store, and I was in it there one day, and this man come in and said, "Well, they say you're a preacher." I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "What kind are you?" I said, "I'm a missionary Baptist." And he talked on, and he said, "Well," he said, "you're not one of them, these once saved, always saved, are you?" I said, "Yes, sir." I said, "I'm afraid I am." And he just shook his head and run out to the door. But I'm telling you, I believe it with all my heart. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hands. And He's the shepherd. You know, a sheep has to have a shepherd. You know, a sheep is something get lost, they can't find their way back. And we're the sheep of His pastor. And I'll tell you, He's our shepherd. And you know, on one occasion, He left them, and there's one left, and He went to hunt them, brought him back. I'll tell you, I believe it with all my heart. No man, we're not able. You can't keep yourself. There's no way. But we have one that we're kept. Peter said we was kept by the power of God. And brother, I'll tell you, if you're kept by the power of God, there's no power any exceeds that. It's the greatest power. All power is given to Him in heaven and in earth. And I'll tell you, I want you to have the real thing when you press that dying pillow. You know, even over in the beginning, or early part of the Bible, where Cain and Abel was there. You know, Abel offered a sacrifice that was a blood sacrifice. And Cain offered the works of his hand. And brother, he didn't have the real thing that day. And God took notice of it. And you know the story, how Cain got mad and killed his brother and all the story of it. But brother, Abel had the right kind. And that's what I want you to have this evening. It's the right kind, the kind that God keeps. And And you know something else about it? When you get that, it makes you want to see others saved. You know the woman at the well? You know that woman at the well that Jesus went and said, I must need go through Samaria? He went over there and this woman was at the well. And of course, you know her background and everything. And he questioned her. And he gave her that living water where she'd never thirst again. And brother, she let out and left her pot. And she went out there and said, come see a man who told me all things ever I did. Is not this the Christ? And the Bible said many believed on the saying of the woman. I'm telling you, it'll put some gold in you. It'll make you want to see people saved by the grace of God. I'm telling you. And Jesus said over there on one occasion in Acts 1 and 8 that he told them to go into all the world. I mean, go into all the world and tell them about it. He wants us to tell people about it, and it'll make you want to see people saved. It does me. I'll tell you, there's nothing. God knows my heart. I've been praying. It's been a while since I've seen anybody saved. I've been blessed over the years. I've saw quite a few, but not as many as I'd like to. But I'd like to see somebody this week. And some of you that are lost here this week, you know, you may not ever have another chance to come. Today, the Bible said, today, if you shall hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the day of provocation. You know, they came over there to Kadesh Barnea, and their faith failed. And you know, they entered in not, they entered not in because of unbelief. They wouldn't go in. And that's what's keeping you out today. Unbelief. But if you hear his voice, he said today, if you shall hear his voice, harden not your heart. Harden not your heart. You can resist the Lord. You sure can. He said, I set before you cursings and blessings. You've got to choose. You choose. We're not puppets on the string. He's not going to force you. But he will appear to you and woo you and try to get you to come to him. But you can reject the Lord. You can reject him. And those that does that will be like I read in your hearing. Whosoever's name was not found written in the Lamb's book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I believe when you're saved that there's a book there, a Lamb's book of life. I believe your name's inscribed in that book. That book, I believe that. And we're judged out of these books here. These 66 books here. He said there's more books. They was in the, and I believe that one day you'll be judged out of them. And so we see here, as we think about this salvation, you know, over there in Hebrews 2 and 3, he said, how shall you escape if you neglect so great salvation? You'll not escape. You'll never escape. You'll never escape if you neglect so great salvation. You'll never be able to escape. And there's no other name. There's none other name under heaven where we'll have been saved. No other name, according to Acts 4 and 12, I believe it is, you can, no other name under heaven. The name of Jesus, he's the one. Behold, as John said, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. And I'm glad this evening that one time there's an old preacher stood here in this church, the old one, and he brought that gospel down. You know, some people called it that pitchfork sermons, where it throw it over you. But brother, that day it fell on old Larzell Douglas. And I'll tell you, I couldn't sleep at night. I'd lay there and tended to pray all night long, because I knew hell to be my home. And I'd go to sleep praying. But it used to go over me, but that day it fell on me. And I'll tell you, I'm thankful. I'm thankful that one time that I found him, precious to my dying soul. And I'm on my way this evening. I'm on my way. When he called his nature, I want to live as long as I can. It's our nature. But I'm ready to go. I've had it tried 2 or 3 times. And I'll tell you, my anchor holds. It'll hold. And I'm thankful this evening. And you know, yonder, I believe it's the 24th chapter of Psalms. He said, who shall ascend up in the holy hills of God? And he said, those that's got a pure heart and clean hands. That's who's going to go there one day. And as I think about it, Senator Friend, you may come, you may think, because mother or dad is okay. But you know, one time I believe they came to John the Baptist. And they said, well, we're not in sin. We have Abraham to our father. And he said that Lord is able to raise up children of these stones to Abraham. And so it's Jesus. Mother and daddy can't save you, regardless how religious they are. You know the 25th chapter of Matthew, where the 10 virgins, 5 was wise and 5 was foolish. And you know the cry went out, behold, the bridegroom come. And you know, there was 5 of them had oil for their lamps, which I believe represents the Spirit. But 5 was foolish. And they wanted part of the oil. But they said, we just got enough for ourselves. And that's the way it is with us. I can't save you. I've just got enough maybe to carry me home. We can't pass it on. It takes the Lord. He's the one that supplies that which you need. And it's an individual. But I believe this evening, if you're here and lost, if you'd just call on the Lord, if you'd call on Him, I believe He'd save you. Don't be ashamed of Him. He said, if you be ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father, which is in heaven. If you be ashamed of Him, don't be ashamed. Now, you know, Paul said down in Romans 1:16, he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Because it's the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. He said, therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. I'm telling you, I'm not ashamed of it. I'm glad this evening that I believe, what it takes when that time comes. Because I've had it tried. I've been examined. And you know, as I read in your hearing, there's coming a time when you're going to be examined. If you don't have the right stuff, then you're going to be cast in to a lake of fire. And I've said this before. You know, we're living in a time when you hear these prosperity sermons most time you hear and all this, but you don't hear them speak much about hell anymore. But you know, there's more about hell Jesus did in our heaven in the Bible. More about that. But people, you don't hear it much anymore. And you've heard me tell this. I was in a revival one time. And this man had a couple of grandkids that came down from up north staying with him. And they attended the church with him. And they was up 13, 14 year old. And the person who was helping me that morning, he preached on hell in that day service. And that night when we came back, that deacon, he called me off out there to the side, and he said, Brother Douglas, I need to talk to you. I said, okay. He said, y'all come down awful hard on that hail this morning. And he said, when I got these grandboys home, they was upset. He said, it got on their nerves. I said, it did. I said, well, I'd say we come down there pretty hard. But I'm going to tell you today, if there's ever been a time when we need to kind of disturb people and let them know about hell, it's in the time in which you're leaving. You know, it's a terrible place. I don't even like to preach on it. Don't like to. But Jesus wanted us to. And we must do that. And let people know about it. But you know, if there's ever been a time when some people need to get disturbed a little bit. You know, and I believe that. And you know, he told Isaiah, he said, cry aloud and spare not. And we need to do that. I'm telling you, we can get up here and tell you how pretty you are and how good you are and all that, and that's all right. But I'm going to tell you something. The Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And, Senator Friend, I'm about through. Senator Friend, if you're here tonight and you're lost and I can't save you, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll pray for you. I'll pray for you the best I know how. And I've been trying to pray that the Lord would save somebody here this week. And you're among friends here. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Just think about it. One of these days, you're going to leave the walks of this life. It's appointed unto you to die. You'll die one day because of sin. Our forefathers, he's sitting there, and he was the head of the race, and through him, by the disobedience of one, many was made sinners. And by the obedience of one, which was Christ, many was made righteous. But that's why you die, and that's why we got to be saved. It's because our forefathers, they sinned and before God. It's been good to be here tonight. And sinner friend, we're not trying to pull nothing over you. You're among friends here, and you know, you might think, well, I don't want to go down there at that old altar for everybody. But I'll tell you what, it'll be going one day when you hear him say, depart from me, you workers. And over there, I gave 16th chapter of Luke. We find over there where that rich man died, and the Bible said in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being tormented in them flames. And he asked just for a drop of water to cool his tongue. And that's forever. You think about it, being in a place forever, torments, more than one. And one of these days, that's where you'll go if you keep on. That's where you'll wind up at. And I pray that not a person here under the sound of my voice that will go to that terrible place. God, help us. Help us, and I pray that every person here that will pray today. And you know, the Bible tells us, if my people, it takes his people, as Brother Randy, I think, quoted this morning, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sins and I'll heal their lands. I believe that it takes it all for revival. May God bless you this evening. I love you. And sinner friend, if you're here and lost tonight, if you feel that tug, that knocking at your heart's door, if you're feeling like you, this may be your last chance. Today, he said, if you shall hear his voice, harden not your heart. Today is the day. Today is that day. May God bless you is my prayer. While we sing, Brother Allen, I invite you, and I know Brother Randy, we invite you to come to this altar here tonight and seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he's near. The Bible said, no man can come to me except my Father which sent him, draw him. And it takes that power of God drawing you. May God bless you. I love you. 156. The Savior is here. Amen. The pot of salvation too long. I got it. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Sinner friend, tonight, we're not trying to force you to do anything, but if you was to pass away tonight, if you'd have a wreck in a car or have a heart attack or anything, well, how would it be with your soul? Think about it. We're living, Brother Stephen, we're living in terrible times right now. Living in terrible times. and every kind of crime. And I saw it the other night where they was doing this marching and stuff, and they shot a little old girl, just about a 9-year-old girl, and killed her. Yeah. You know, life is uncertain and death is sure. We're living in terrible times. And you know, I believe it ain't going to be long till the Lord's coming back. And he's going to put this thing in the right perspective.
Yeah.
He's going to put her where she needs to be. And you know, he's running this show. Brother, he's still in charge of it. A lot of people might think, where is the coming of the Lord? That's what the Bible says. Since he left everything. But I'm going to tell you, one of these days, he's coming back in great power and glory. He's coming back one day. Don't misunderstand. Why is it he's long-suffering, willing not that any should perish, but all should come to repentance? They steal another one, I'm sure. He knew who would and who wouldn't. They steal a few more out there. But he's going to split that eastern sky one of these days coming back. And you know, if the good man of the house knew the thief was coming, then he wouldn't have suffered lost. He's coming as a thief in the night. And that's the way it's coming one day, just like it was in the days of Noah. Brother, there was 8 souls all went in that ship, in that boat. But brother, it hadn't ever rained, but it did then. I'm telling you, God is coming back one day. He's coming back. Are you ready for him? Are you ready? I pray tonight that you won't put salvation off too long. It's dangerous. Dangerous. Go ahead, Brother Allen. That's all I've got to say. The Savior, don't put off salvation too long. God bless you, brother. I love you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Preach it all tonight. Yeah. He covered a lot of ground there.
Amen.
But it was all scripture.
That's
right. All the truth. And I'll remember that title of your message. And I ask tonight, do you have the right stuff? And, you know, preacher, how do you know?
We don't have to worry about what comes tomorrow. We've got plans. I've got plans for tomorrow. I'm planning to be back here and planning to preach. But you know what? If something happens, it's okay because I got the right stuff and I'm ready to go. Do you have the right stuff? Let's sing another verse or maybe another song. The invitation is still open to you. Will you come? Don't be denied tonight. Will you come?